This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 21, The Surprising Spirit. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are not old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Jesus speaks with Nicodemus about being born again through the Spirit of God. He says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Nicodemus, Jesus seems to be saying, the Spirit is working in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see the kingdom of God and its works of power. And yet, twice in this passage, Jesus' words go right over Nicodemus' head. Still, as Jesus explains his work as the Son of Man, his words to Nicodemus are clear. Everyone who believes may have eternal life. This leads into what may be the best-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That day, Nicodemus learned about the Spirit of God, who gives new birth to eternal life, all made possible through the work of Christ. The Spirit gives us faith, belief, and trust in Jesus as Savior, and helps us see that God loves us unconditionally and extravagantly. This is the way God calls us to participate in his kingdom, enjoying full life forever. Pray with me. Father, thank you for your Son and for your Spirit. We pray that by your gifts of grace, we may have full life with you and with all who believe in Jesus, and also with this world that you love so much. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.